Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Taylor Rocha with you today. Taylor from KSN Sports and has been kind enough to come in today to fill in for Jeff. Tomorrow, Jason Duda will appear. We'll talk with Don Williams from the Lubbock Avalanche Journal as we preview Texas Tech football. I know you and so many others in this market have been writing about the decision of 259 to first cancel fall sports. Now they're taking a second look. We should have a concrete decision at Monday's school board meeting. Mm-hmm. This is just another facet of how difficult this year has been, because you feel terrible for the kids in 259 when you've got football going on at the Catholic schools here in town, at the private schools here in town, and all around the area.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a tough one.
It is, and I think that is the biggest thing that kind of hit me, was that somebody a mile away from some of these public schools are going to have so many more opportunities than somebody literally in the same district but is just paying tuition to go to high school. And I think that makes it really, really tough, because we're talking about people's college scholarships. You look at a kid from his junior and senior year, and he has grown tremendously. So they need that film. They need those reps. And I know that football is so much more than a game, and I totally understand that. But I do think that 259 was just kind of taking sports out of it, and they were just trying to do what was best for the school. And they didn't really consider fall activities on its own. So I think that the protests, I mean, it certainly opened up conversation in that school board meeting. We saw Jay Means talking about, he was able to speak and give his two cents, which I think was very, very insightful. And
well, as I've said consistently, this is a tough decision for mm-hmm. the school board.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got public health and safety to think about, but the most frustrating part of it for the kids and for the coaches and for the parents is that it's going on all around them, and they've been singled out not to play.
Yeah.
And it's like that solidarity thing. If we're not going to play, let's not play.
Exactly.
And if we are going to play, let's do play. And I'm just so torn by everything that has to do with COVID. I'm scared to death of it. I've pretty much stayed in my basement for 5 months. I get out once in a while. I'm getting back to playing some golf now. But, yeah, it's just such a terrible decision to have to make. And I've kind of decided that I hope they go ahead and let them play.
Mm-hmm.
But I can completely understand the other side of the argument.
And I wish that if I had it my way, and again, I'm so glad I'm not one of these decision makers, but I think that it would have been very effective for Keisha to just shut it down, but because, or, you know, move it to spring, whatever it may be, but because the governing body didn't make that decision and they left it up to the districts, this was bound to happen to someone, and it just happens to be happening in our backyard, and we're seeing it firsthand, and it's so tough. It's so tough for 259 to be making this decision, but I do not envy them. I'll tell you that much.
And, you hope you don't see a spike in cases. It could very easily happen with this.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows how this is going to go? I don't have a great feel for it. I think it's a dangerous move. But here we are.
Yeah. And I was a high school cheerleader, and I didn't play ball sports or anything, but the memories that I made just being on the cheer team, going to competitions, you only have that in high school. And you even look at these players that are multi-sport athletes. They got their baseball seasons canceled, and they're really hoping 6 months later they're able to play football, and that's not the case. It has to be so frustrating. But I think that having the 259 athletic director speak at that meeting and just really give them, bring it to their attention and bring some statistics. They only had 6 positive cases all summer, which is tremendous for 1,500 athletes. But I understand 259 just.
But you wonder how much testing is happening.
Totally. Yeah.
It's a difficult topic.
It is.
Now, another thing you're concerned about, Bishop Carroll has gone ahead and figured out who they're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a who's who. They're playing Lawrence Free State, Bishop Miege. It's a remarkable schedule that Bishop Carroll has put together because they've presumed that there's going to be no football in the City League this year. Capon has done the same thing. They're playing a lot of Western Kansas schools. So you had already had the non-conference portion of these schedules canceled. So who are the public schools going to play?
Yeah.
Each other?
Yeah. Well, they were going to move to a City League only schedule, which would have made a lot of sense, right?
Right.
It would have cut travel out of the equation. All these teams are just really right on top of each other. But now, they've kind of put themselves in a difficult spot.
If you don't have Carroll and Capon in the mix, then you've only got how many others? You've got a 7-team league.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you play 6 games.
Yeah, and I think at this point they just want to play, and it does break my heart that, a team a mile and a half away would be able to play and they wouldn't. I just don't think that it's fair, but it's an impossible situation. Really.
So I said during our first segment that I was going to get back to you.
Yes.
About life as a 23-year-old, because I was 23 years old in 1978, and everything seemed okay to me. I didn't notice as the world's issues the way they're bearing down on us now from every angle. It just feels like every day we get up, there's something else. So how does that affect how does that affect you personally and your friends?
Yeah, I think that I just remember being in like fourth grade and learning history and being like, why do we have to learn this? And my dad was a political science major, and he loves history. And he just told me, Taylor, it's like a soap opera. It's like a television show. You have to think about it like this. But the reason that you have to learn it is so that it doesn't happen again. And I think what's so frustrating about 2020 is that we're just seeing a cyclical news cycle. It's just happening over and over and over again. So it brings me back to, why are we going to learn history if we're not going to learn from it and if we're not going to grow? And I think that as a 23-year-old, and I went to journalism school, and I didn't take a whole bunch of news classes because I was in sports and we have a different curriculum, but I hated my news classes because it was so sad. News is always so sad. Coming to KSN, especially right now, just you really learn how much of a public service journalism is. People need to know what's going on in Wichita, and they can turn on KSN, or they can listen to the radio and figure that out. And I think that...
Or read the newspaper. Thank you.
The Wichita Eagle. but you need to know what's going on. And I think that in journalism school, it's kind of crazy. I just kind of buried my head in the sand and I didn't want to know what was going on. And all I knew was that I had a president who was saying fake news, and I'm in journalism school, and I was like, what, how? This is important. And so I think that, you know, that's kind of my two cents on it, is that it's just frustrating because we need to at some point change the tides and start learning from our past mistakes.
Yeah. So when you get together with your friends, I'm just curious how those conversations go, because obviously when I get to be together with my friends, we're all a little older, and we've seen a lot, and we're dismayed by so many things that are happening now, and we wonder what the future holds. Do you retain? I can tell you retain your optimism. You have a bright outlook for the future. How do you do that?
I think it's all you can do, and I think that I take a lot of I wouldn't say pride, but I think that I just kind of take it upon myself to be educated. I don't even like to say that I think that it's tough to have a two-party system, and I'm so indecisive that I don't know. I'm like, I just want to take in as much information that I can and make up my own opinions, right? And so I think what's so difficult is that it's just kind of weeding through what's right and what's wrong and what's fact and what's not. And that's difficult for anybody. And I'm in the news, and it still can be a challenge to wade through that, especially right now, because it's always, it just seems like so toxic sometimes. I want everybody to always get along. And I understand that that's not always going to be, but I think it really comes down to just loving your neighbor. And that's all we can do right now to make this situation better. And I don't understand why we are fighting about equality. So that's kind of my two cents.
We just have so many stresses on us right now and people have been secluded. We're all just so uptight.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish there was a way to get past it, but hopefully in a few months we'll be past COVID and we'll maybe get to see some racial healing, I hope.
Absolutely.
I make that sound like, oh, that could just happen overnight, when it's been 400 years. So I don't want to make it sound like there can be a solution today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to get there.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to get there, and it's going to take perseverance. It's going to take people like you and me who have this belief to press it forward and try as best we can to convince those who may be hesitant to come on board or don't see the value or think it's overblown or whatever people may think. But we try to change an opinion here and there. I don't even know if that can be done anymore. Can opinions be changed?
I don't know. I really don't. And I hope that I just want people to want to learn. I think that that is kind of the most difficult part right now, because I can feel how I feel and you can feel how you feel. But unless we have these uncomfortable conversations, and I think that we're having a lot of uncomfortable conversations. I mean, you look at Colin Kaepernick 4 years ago, and he was just shunned for kneeling at the national anthem. And now that's something that we're seeing a lot more of. And whether you agree with it or not, or you see it as a human rights issue or not, I think that we can all agree that, you know, we want this country to be better. And if that means that everybody is treated equally, then let's do it. I don't think I understand it, because I just want to love on everybody and make everybody feel included in this country. And I don't know why that's an argument right now, but I'm open to having conversations about it, and I'm open to learning, and I want that for everybody. So that's just kind of how
It's been an emotional 24 hours, because some of those speaking out, I don't know if you saw the Robert Horry interview and some others, Kenny Smith walking off the set for Inside the NBA last night in support of the black players and the players as a whole who had decided not to play. The head of the NFL Players Union. It's been an emotional time hearing these folks talk about this, and how much they feel it and how much it affects their lives on a daily basis. I'm a privileged white person. I've never had to deal with some of these things that they have. I don't feel like it's my place to speak for them. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's my place to support their feelings.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. I support whatever they decide to do, as long as it's within the law.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, as much as we want to understand, we won't. We're not black. And these people who are sharing their experiences and their hard times that they've had, all we can do is do our best to empathize and support them, like you said, in any way that we can. And I'm all for it.
Yeah. It's so hard right now, and I feel bad. I go home, and thank goodness I have a great wife and an amazing dog, and I'm able to kind of secure myself in my environment, and I have good friends. But I'm involved in League 42, a youth baseball league, and we had to shut down our season. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to. We made the choice to do that. And so I haven't been around these kids for a little while, and it's been difficult. But hopefully better days are to come in so many areas, so many facets of life in America right now, where we long for better days.
Yeah, and I think that change is coming. Again, like you said, it's not going to happen overnight,
It's got to be your generation and that kind of leads us there, and my son's generation. And younger people that make this movement happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and I think that, you know, in Florida, the school shooting, and it was just amazing even then to see young kids at a podium speaking out, and that was amazing. And I think that we're all, ever since I was younger, you know, you hear about Martin Luther King and these people making huge changes in their community, and you just think, how can I even do that? Well, you don't need to be leading the pack. You need to be a part of the pack, because the pack gets bigger that way, and then change happens. So don't be consumed about being the person to make change. Just be a part of it. But I think that it is exciting. I think that change is coming, and I'm happy to see it. And I'm excited to see this shake out in the history books and, you know, say that I lived through it, and hopefully this is where things turn around. That's all I can hope for.
I was sitting in my chair Sunday early evening when I first saw this video of the police officer shooting Jacob Blake in the back 7 times. And I remarked to my wife and my son, who were over at the time, oh, my goodness, you're not going to believe this. And it was obvious to me at first blush that this shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not obvious to everyone, and that's part of the frustration I feel. I got an email when I came in today, and I'm going to read it verbatim. I'm not going to give the person's name who sent it, of course. Here it is. I am not sure how you think things should go, but I personally expect that if I, as a white man, have an arrest warrant out for me for sexual abuse, and I then engage in a fight with the police who are trying to arrest me for said warrant, and I break away from them and go reaching in my vehicle for who knows what, I would expect to be shot not 7 times, but at least 16 times the capacity of the weapon. And I think that's awful if that's the way you think about things. There were several police officers around this person. He did break away. He did go into the front side, driver's side of his vehicle. But there had to be a better way to handle it. And I just don't see how anyone could see that differently. I just don't get it. All right, let's take a break, Max. When we return, Calvin Bruton is going to call us. Calvin, a former Wichita State basketball player. He's been on the show a couple of times in recent months. He's always very thoughtful. I want to get his thoughts on the situation going on with the NBA. Calvin has been involved in professional basketball in Australia for many, many years. Played at Wichita State in the 70s. He'll be our guest next. You're listening to Bob Luce, Taylor Rocha, The Drive on KFH.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.